Let's start with a quick email from a listener by the name of Bridget. Bridget says, Paul, I've been listening to you talking for weeks about the various stories of sexual misconduct, and like you, I'm so saddened when it comes to Kevin Spacey, who I've met a few times and had a lovely conversation with many years ago outside a theater in London, and Louis C.K. as well. Paul, I want to thank you for being a man who speaks out about this. I am a Me Too woman, and I appreciate that Louis C.K. at least apologized and acknowledged what he did. But healing can't happen for them, or frankly for him, without that. And unlike Cosby, who will go to his grave denying what he did, or Harvey Weinstein, who used secret agents to hunt down those he had abused, at least Louis has the decency to admit to it. If he continued to deny it, he'd be victimizing these women all over again. Everything you say is true. None of that ameliorates the pain that it caused for these women. And we're going to get into the Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K. stories a little bit later. But I really want to talk at the beginning of the show here today about Roy Moore, who is this politician down in Alabama, notorious politician, because he's the guy who, when he was the senior judge in that state, ordered that the Ten Commandments be put up on the lawn of the courthouse there.
It was that guy.
That's the same guy. He's the guy who says that man's law is never higher than God's law, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is odd when your job is to enforce man's law. He got thrown out of his job when he wouldn't take the Ten Commandments down, and he's been in and out of judicial positions ever since. But to many people, especially on the right, he is a hero. But I wonder what they think about now that we have these new revelations that have come out about him. He, of course, says, you know, this is just people who don't like me getting these women to say things that are absolutely not true. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, one of the women who made an accusation against Roy Moore says that back in 1979, when she was 14 years old, she was in the courthouse because her mom had to go in for a child custody hearing with her dad. And Roy Moore at the time was the prosecuting attorney, or the assistant DA, which makes you a prosecutor. He was 32 years old. She was 14. He started a conversation with her and told her, oh, you don't need to go in there with your mom. Just stay out here. And he said to the mom, I'll take care of her. Don't worry. And the mom, Nancy Wells, says, well, I thought that was very nice of him to want to take care of my little girl. Well, while they were on the bench alone, Roy Moore and this little girl, Lee Korfman, chatted, and he asked for her phone number. And days later, he picked her up around the corner from her house in Gadsden, Alabama, and drove her about 30 minutes to his home in the woods, told her how pretty she was, and kissed her. And on a second visit, he took off her shirt and pants and removed his clothes and touched her over her bra and underpants and guided her hand to touch him over his underwear. She remembers thinking, I wanted it over, I wanted it out, I just please get this over with, whatever this is, just get it over. And she says she begged him to take her home, and he finally did. And then there are other women who the Washington Post interviewed in recent weeks who say that Roy Moore came onto them when he was in his early 30s, and they were 16, 17, 18 years old. They said at the time they found it flattering to have an older man's attention, but creepy the more they thought about it and the older that they got. There was never any intercourse between this man and these women, they say. But still, there's that creepy factor. And I want you to think about the fact that when Roy Moore claims this is his political opponents, this woman, Lee Korfman, who's now 53 years old, she's voted for Republicans for over a decade. She voted for Donald Trump. She did not need to come out and say the things that she has been saying. Because, as Nicole Wallace and some others said this morning on MSNBC, I want to play you this audio. This is Nicole Wallace, who was once George Bush's communications director and was the senior advisor to the McCain-Palin campaign. First, you'll hear from Heidi Prisbala, who's a reporter for USA Today, and then from Nicole Wallace, and then from a Republican consultant named Susan Del Persio, all discussing today why Roy Moore's accusers and other women who are making sexual assault charges didn't come forward earlier. Listen to this.
Well, because they're understanding what is going to happen to their reputation and how their reputation, critics will try and tear apart everything about them. And as a matter of fact, apparently at least one of these women preemptively put information out there about herself, knowing that this is what would happen to her, and knowing all these years that ultimately this would what would happen to her. But also at this point, at this realizing this is a critical point for the country, and that she just couldn't keep it inside anymore, but knowing that, you know, as a person and in terms of her family, that they might suffer, and that in a personal sense, that she has no reason to want to put herself out there like that, to be torn apart and put in the middle of a big political fight.
Let me just say, listen, I have never been in this circumstance, but I've covered the Cosby accusers. We've all lived through the Weinstein accusers. And when you see these, there is no glory for a woman. I mean, it is reliving the most humiliating, the most debasing moments or days or hours of a woman's life to put this in the newspaper attached to her name. And as Heidi says, the story is an exquisite piece of journalism, because whoever did these interviews got these women to understand not just the risk they were taking to their own reputations, the risk they were taking that they wouldn't be believed. I mean, I think to re-traumatize the women is to say, if true. To re-traumatize the women is to say, if this costs him the election. Yeah. I mean, yes, it's true, because no woman lies about being sexually molested as a 14-year-old or being taken advantage of. And it was
like they only have something to lose. These are women coming from small communities. These are not movie stars. These are people who are going to the supermarket every day. Their children, some of their children are in school. These are real risks that they're putting out. This is beyond
especially in a place like Alabama.
Exactly.
Right. Imagine
this is
right.
And Roy Moore.
Not to take anything away, the actresses that came out were brave and brilliant, and there are heroes. But Gwyneth Paltrow has an Oscar and a job and a career and a whole lot of wealth. The victims in this story, and I'm sure she would agree, and most famous women that went out and did this and took great risk and great risk to their careers.
Even then, it took 30 years.
It is harder when you have nothing to gain and everything to lose, and then to see people on television say, oh, if true, what? It's true.
Now that tells you what you need to know about why these women didn't come forward earlier. And I also want to make this point. All of this that we're getting now is because of journalism, because of the reporters who are being dissed publicly by public officials in this country, and people in this profession that I'm in who don't respect reporters for doing it. This was a story that was broken by reporters at the Washington Post. The Louis C.K. story was broken by reporters at the New York Times. Whatever you may think of those two newspapers, they're the ones who are breaking this. Just like the Roger Ailes story and the Bill O'Reilly story and the Harvey Weinstein story. Reporters dug these stories up, convinced these women to come forward with their stories. Not to make something up and come forward, but to come forward. In fact, in the Washington Post story, it says that Lee Korfman and the other women did not seek out the Post. The Post was doing a story in Alabama about supporters of Roy Moore's Senate campaign, and one of the reporters heard that Moore allegedly had sought relationships with teenage girls, and so they spent 3 weeks contacting and interviewing women, all of whom were initially reluctant to speak publicly, but chose to do so after multiple interviews, saying they thought it was important for people to know about their interactions with Moore, and they certainly have gotten the courage to do this because of the other women who have come out and talked about the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. And it's important to remember, this is not political. This is not about politics. This is about decency. You should be the kind of person who can condemn Roy Moore just like you condemned Anthony Weiner for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. These are underage girls we're talking about in this case. In the other cases, we're talking about adult women. But by the way, in the Kevin Spacey case, that was a 14-year-old boy. We're talking about pedophilia here. Felonies. So then how do you deal with somebody like Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who says that someone, quote, someone should prosecute and go after the people accusing Roy Moore of these inappropriate relationships. He says that the five women accusing Moore of making sexual advancements towards them when they were teenagers only told the Washington Post that because they wanted to disrupt his campaign close to the December election that's coming up, a special election in Alabama. This is for the seat that was vacated by Jeff Sessions when he went off to be attorney general. Ed Henry, quote, you cannot tell me there hasn't been an opportunity through the years to make these accusations with as many times as he's run for office and been in the news. If they believe this man is predatory, they're guilty of allowing him to exist for 40 years. I think someone should prosecute and go after them. You can't be a victim 40 years later, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, I know that legally there's a statute of limitations on these accusations, and Roy Moore cannot be prosecuted for these crimes. But to say that the women should be prosecuted for coming forward and telling a story now that they have kept a secret from the world for all these years is to not have paid attention to what those three women just said in that clip I just played for you. To not understand what it's like to live in a small town and to have a predator preying on you when you are 14, 15, 16, 17. How about another politician in Alabama, State Auditor Jim Ziegler, says this: there was nothing wrong here. And then he gets biblical. Take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager and Joseph was an adult carpenter, and they became the parents of Jesus. I'm not a religious person, and Max and Tim, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but wasn't Mary a virgin in the story?
That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whole point of the story is Joseph isn't the dad. Isn't that the whole
the biological?
Point? Yes.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of that story. He's not the biological father.
The age of consent in Alabama then and now, 16 years old. And there are people who are saying, well, what she was doing with him, she was 14 years old and she went with him, so she knew what she was getting into. At 14, you may not consent legally to anything. Anything. It's a crime. A felony. Roy Moore, meanwhile, is denying everything and using it to raise money. He sent out a fundraising letter yesterday. This is a guy who once said that homosexuality leads to child abuse and pedophilia. Well, he would know about pedophilia. And it's when these guys who stand up on their high moral ground, when they keep saying stuff like that over and over and over again, don't you just know deep in your heart that something's going to come out about them like this? Now, remember what Todd Akin said several years ago about pregnancy? That cost him the election against Claire McCaskill. Will this cost Roy Moore the election? I don't know. Alabama's an incredibly red state. You know, Missouri, the red state, but we have a Democratic senator, we had Democratic governors, etc., etc. Not Alabama. There's nothing worse than being a Democrat in Alabama than, I guess, being an illegal immigrant. But the National Republican Senatorial Committee announced today they are no longer going to fundraise for Roy Moore. And what's going to happen with the rest of the people in the Senate if he does win? You know, the Senate can throw any senator out with a 2/3 vote. You think there are 67 senators who would say they don't want somebody like Roy Moore among them? And if they do have that vote and they don't get 67, what does that say? What message does that send to the women in the states that those men, I'm sure, represent? Now, as I said, all of this has been giving women the courage to speak out finally. The Wall Street Journal said today, quote, a new generation of working women are less willing to sweep things under the rug, and they know employers are more likely to take action and investigate. It's a whole story about how many major corporations in this country, and some small businesses too, are making their employees go through sexual harassment training. Because apparently we still have people in this country, and maybe it's of a certain age, but maybe not. Louis C.K.'s not 70 years old. maybe we have too many men in this country who still don't know that it's not proper to whip your junk out and masturbate in front of them. Or to take a 14-year-old girl to your cabin in the woods and strip her clothes off and start petting her. I'm telling you, as the father of a 23-year-old woman who's been sexually harassed, my stomach is in knots just thinking about it. How must that have been for Lee Korfman's mom to find out? And she didn't tell her mom right away because she was embarrassed about it. Allie Raceman, who was an Olympic gymnast, is going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday. She's going to talk about being abused by Dr. Larry Nassar, who was the former team doctor for USA Gymnastics. This happened when she was 15. Nassar spent more than two decades working for USA Gymnastics. You know how many women have accused him? Roy Moore's got a few. Louis C.K.'s got a few. Bill Cosby has dozens. Harvey Weinstein has a lot. James Comack, Toback has a lot. This guy, Nassar, 125 women say that he sexually molested them when they were teenagers. If you don't remember Allie Raceman, she was the captain of the gold medal winning Olympics team in 2012 and 2016. She's got a book coming out. That's why she's on 60 Minutes. The book's called Fierce. Comes out on Tuesday. Michaela Maroney, who also won two medals as Raceman's teammate in 2012, it came forward last month to say that she was molested for years by Nassar. Now, are you going to tell me that these two women are only coming forward now for political reasons? Or are you going to say that Allie Raceman's only doing it because she's got a book to sell? She wrote it in the book. And Michaela Maroney didn't have a book. She just came forward to talk about this, and so have 123 other women. So again, don't make this about politics. The district attorney in Los Angeles County has established a task force in response to sex abuse allegations in Hollywood. There's some guy named Andre Ballas, who's a celebrity hotel man. He's been accused of inappropriately touching several women. A private agency that was run by former intelligence officers in Israel that Harvey Weinstein enlisted to gather information on his alleged accusers. It's called Black Cube. They announced today that they're going to donate the profits from the case to organizations benefiting sexual assault victims. I'm telling you, we've passed a tipping point here. There's a Me Too march scheduled on Sunday in Hollywood. And I would not be surprised to see that there are others going to come up across the country and eventually here in St. Louis as well. This is a story that's been lying underneath the surface for a long time. But women knew. Millions of women knew what this was like. And it's not political. It's about decency. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.